So guys, we're going to talk about being shiny people today. I know you're thinking that's probably a bit strange, but let me read a verse to you. Matthew 5, 14 to 16 says, "You are the light of the world." So this is God's idea. To be shiny people is his plan. "A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand. And it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that you may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." So today we're going to talk about shining our light. We're going to talk about being shiny people and how we're meant to radiate the presence of God, but we're meant to shine in this dark world, because literally we know we live in a dark world, but God has said it himself, and Jesus said it right back here in Matthew 5, that we literally are the light of the world. And so we're here today to not just do our own things, but to do things, works for the kingdom of God. And part of that work is to literally just shine in dark places and watch how life comes about. I was thinking about this title, Shiny People, and I started to think about football stickers years ago. Now stay with me, you're maybe thinking I'm not into that, but do you remember football stickers from years ago? You literally got them in packets. I think 6 came in a packet. You opened them up, and the idea was you would buy a book at the start of the season, and you'd try to fill this whole book with stickers. Now, every once in a while, you would get a special sticker, and it was called, well, we dubbed them shinies. They weren't called shinies in the packet. They were just different stickers. They're just stickers, but they happened to be shiny. But we called them shinies. And whenever you went to school, your goal was to try and find one. Now, you were looking for one that you didn't need, ultimately, because if you needed it, you wanted to keep it. But every once in a while you said to yourself, right, maybe I will sell this shiny because I know I'll get a lot of money for it, and then in return I could maybe buy 5 or 6 packets more of stickers, which is the chance of maybe a possible another 60 stickers. It was incredible. And so you decided, will I or won't I? And I remember one time having this shiny, and I went into school and I'm like, I know the guy I can sell this to, and he gave me £4. Now back in the day, 20 odd years ago, that was incredible. Actually more, I don't want to tell you any more than that, but a few more than 20 years ago, it's crazy to think about it, but I would sell this shiny sticker because it was valuable. And I want to tell you that you are better than a shiny sticker. You are a shiny people. If you're in Christ, you are a shiny people. The light of the world is in you, and so therefore you're the light of the world, and you're valuable, and you shouldn't be hidden. And we need you to shine because your light is literally going to transform the world, just like Jesus did. So I want to tell you that God has designed you to shine, and he wants to speak into your soul today to tell you that you need to be the light of the world and that we cannot hold back. We read it in Matthew 5 just a moment ago. It would be easy to hide our light, and the writer tells us, don't do that. Jesus simply speaks to that. He says, hey, don't hide your light. You were meant to shine. And I want to tell you right from the outset of our message today, do not hide your light. You were meant to shine. You are the light of the world. And why is this so crucial? Well, let's just think for a moment. The reason why this is so crucial is because darkness is everywhere, and darkness is a problem, isn't it? Like, could you remember back? Well, you won't be able to remember back, but maybe you've seen an old science program where they first invented the light bulb. Now, I know we take it all for granted. We've got hundreds of LEDs behind me, and they're all emitting light, which is incredible. But back before this, back before we figured out electric, back before we figured out light bulbs, we lived lives for generations, thousands of years. We were dependent on the sun, the physical sun in the heavens that would give us light. So much so that people would worship the sun and honor the sun and make it a god because it was so incredible. They realized that this sun was pretty significant. And so what people did is they literally revolved their lives around the light. Think about this now for a moment. And so they would get up when the light got up, and they would go to bed when the light went down. But then, of course, light bulbs come along, electricity comes along, and something incredible takes place, which is great, because man gets the power to create, and we are able to invent, and we create this incredible invention. But look what happens, which is really subtle. We go from people that revolve around the light to people that can create our own lives. And so we go from being dependent on a source to now we are the source. And we provide our own things. And we go and do whatever we want. And we can work through the night. And we can not stop for a day or night. And yet God has set a natural order in place that would be better if we followed it. And I want to flick from S-U-N to S-O-N. And isn't it incredible? And could it be in your life that you went from fully dependent in those early days of your Christian faith on the Son, on the Son of God, Christ? And that's where you got your source, and that's where you got your light, and that's where you got your help and your strength. And then as time has went on, you've suddenly started to drift, and you're like, I'm living my own life. And we've went from being totally dependent on Jesus to now I'm doing this pretty much alone. I want to encourage you today, don't do that. I want to encourage you that we are meant and we are designed to be dependent on Him. And then from Him, we shine and we have an effect around the world. Darkness is a problem. You want to know why darkness is a problem? Because number one, it hides things and it keeps things in secret. And God wants things to be brought into the light and that truth would come out, because otherwise we can be fearful over something that has no power, but we just can't see it because it's covered in darkness. You know when you're like, you're really worried about something and you're thinking, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do, and you worry, and maybe it takes up 90% of your day, and then the next day comes and everything changes all by itself and you had no involvement in it whatsoever, and you think to yourself, oh, God, I feel such a fool because I worried about that so much. It's a bit like that, isn't it? Where it's like when things are covered up and things are hidden, we just can't comprehend it. And so we worry to the nth degree. And then suddenly the light comes and it gets revealed and we realize, not even a big deal at all. Darkness keeps things hidden. Second thing, you can't see. You can't see. This is the thing about darkness. It's this simple. Darkness leaves us clueless. When you can't see, you literally don't know where to go. It's like trying, you're in a dark room and you're trying to find that one thing. And the moment the light comes on, you see it instantly. But when the light is off, you can't see it at all. And you could go around for hours trying to find that thing. How many times has that happened in your life? Where you've went around for hours trying to find that thing, and then suddenly you get the brainwave, or suddenly the light comes on through information from a friend, or you find what you need to help you find, like the map, and then suddenly you're like, wow, is this easy? I was right there the whole time. I just could not find it, because darkness leaves us clueless. And then thirdly, we weren't made for it. Now, I know that maybe as you were growing up, you heard the story of, if you eat carrots, they help you see in the dark. Sorry to break it to you. That was probably from your granny and her mom and her granny and all of that. But the goal was to get you to eat vegetables, because vegetables are good for you. They are good for you. And so we tell the story of, if you would eat carrots, then you would literally see in the dark. I'm sorry. It's scientifically proven that you need light to see. We need a tiny bit of light. But even if we get the moonlight and we allow our eyes to adjust, isn't it incredible when we go out on a clear night and the stars are out, even if you can't really see the moon, and yet we start to see everything, but initially we see nothing. You see, we cannot see in the dark. We need light to help us out. Cards are not going to work. And so this is why darkness is a problem, because we literally weren't made for it. It keeps things hidden, and we are clueless and useless in the dark. It's the same in life. We need to bring life. And this is why it's so important why Jesus spoke it, because as Christians, we have the light of Christ inside of us. And as we shine, suddenly we remove the darkness and people can suddenly see in a way that they've never done before. Here's God's solution to chase the darkness and sin, what we're talking about today. Here's God's solution. It's you. It's absolutely you. But before you, it was Him. And then He passed it on to you. Let me read John 8:12 to you. Says, when Jesus spoke again to the people, He said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows Me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Jesus has completely changed everything. And when we read that verse, it says, whoever follows Me will never walk in darkness. What does that really mean? It means that forevermore in your life, God is illuminating things. He is in your life, and He's in your life to stay. And even when everybody else is going this way, you have a light inside of you that will guide you, strengthen you, sustain you, transform you, because you have Christ. And I know sometimes our feeling says, oh, life is just hard and it's tough and it's like everyone else. But let me tell you this, Jesus is a greater truth to your feelings. In fact, Jesus can bring wisdom to your feelings. Then you go, you know what, I'm not feeling the best today, but there's more for me. So Jesus, what do You say? And then He reveals what the truth of that feeling is. Rather than being dominated by it, suddenly we add greater truth to it, which exposes that feeling. And then we say, okay, here's how I enable. Here's how I get around. Here's how I bring a solution to that. God says to you today that He's the light of the world, and He has charged you up with His light, and no longer will you walk in darkness. So therefore, come on, it's time to shine, and it's time to shine our lights to the world. So I want to give you four reasons or four things why it's so good to shine, or four things of why we need to shine, because this is what it does. Now, we've talked about darkness, but when light comes, everything changes. And I want to give you four things today that's going to encourage your heart and remind you as a Christian that we must shine and why it's so good to shine. And if you're not a Christian, then maybe this will encourage you to say, hey, I want to be like this. I want to be like that. That's literally what our whole faith is about. When you hear a testimony, it's like, do it again. Like, how do I get what you have? Like, I want that. So tell me what I need to do. And then we share how to receive Jesus. So number one, out of our four things, why we need to shine or why it's so good to shine. Number one, light is essential for life. Let me tell you that. Light is essential for life. In fact, every single living thing gets its source from the light. It's just getting propelled by the light. It's getting sustained by the light. This is why light is so important and why people talk about the sun. We've got to protect the sun because it is our life source and it brings so much life. We need to know that light equals life. It's that simple. When we get darkness, it equals death. Literally that simple. We need light to survive and for our world to turn around and for our world to have a transformation and for our world to really, i.e. the people, see the real truth of God, they need our light to shine so that their lives can come out of darkness into incredible light. This is why we must shine our lives. Without light, everything dies. Literally everything dies because the main source of this life is the light of the sun. But let me tell you, the main source for the next light, life, is the light inside of us. The main source is the light inside of us. This is why it's crucial that we shine for Jesus. Let me give you 1 Peter 2:9 on who you are and why it's so important to shine for God and why you can shine for Him. But you are a chosen people. This is what it says in 1 Peter. We need to know this. You're chosen. A royal priesthood. Now, you didn't think of this before, but I encourage you. This is what God says about you. And remember, His truth is greater than your truth. It's greater than your feelings. It's greater than what you know. It's greater than what somebody else told you. His truth is the ultimate truth. He is truth. Remember that. You're a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises, remember this, praises, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness. Notice this, He has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Because when God speaks, everything changes. We talked about it last week. We've got to speak. We've got to encourage people. When we speak, literally everything changes. God has called you out. He has spoken you out of darkness into His marvelous light. And guys, we need to know this today. We have been called out of darkness for purpose. We have literally been called out of darkness for purpose. And as He has called us out, we have received light and life. And it has transformed us forever. And I want to make a special mention of that word that we just read a moment ago called praise. Can I give you personal testimony about praise? Praise every opportunity you can. Praise is not just a jumpy song. It's not just singing and it's the bit you don't like. It's not just that mad person in the corner who does somersaults and dances and maybe they're called Chris. You know, it's not that person at all. Praise is so much deeper than that, so much bigger than that. The Bible tells me that praise brings breakthrough. Every time I praise, we may declare the praises of Him who called us out of darkness into this wonderful light. Every time we praise, we rob darkness of its power. Every time we praise, we remove darkness from the scene. Every time we praise, we bring light. It's incredible. Now, I know most of the situations when you need a praise, it doesn't make any sense to praise, but God says praise in faith. Praise in faith in the midst of life's trials. I've seen it. In difficult times when I had no hope, I praised, and suddenly I got hope. In difficult times when I needed breakthrough and I didn't know how to get around this thing or didn't know how to get through it, I praised, and God brought me through because praise brings breakthrough. Don't allow the enemy to take your praise. As we shine and we praise, we literally set people free. Look what verse 15 said, right at the beginning of what we read in Matthew 5. Nor do people light a lamp and put it. Remember, this is all metaphorical, but it's really speaking about you. God doesn't light you up to then hide you. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but they put it on a stand and it gives light to the whole house. You see, when you shine, you bring life to the whole of your area. When you shine, you bring light to the whole of your business, to the whole of your workplace, to the whole of your college, to the whole of your family. It does not matter that there may be nobody else in your workplace or in your environment that's saved, because the moment that you shine, you start to bring light. And watch how you shine and light starts to move and life starts to move and the Holy Spirit starts to move. You will quite quickly find yourself in a position where people are saying, what's going on with you and how do I be like you? And you're going to bring revival wherever you are. Let me tell you, you have been set up to bring revival wherever you are. Number two, light dispels darkness. Now, you may have heard this one before. John 1:5 says this, and the light shines. Now, this time it's not our light. This is Jesus, the ultimate light. It says the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Can I tell you that we need to know that light dispels darkness? Whenever light comes and it hits any dark place, there is not a war that goes on. There is not a fight that goes on. It is just, it's the game up. It's game over. It's game up. Light wins every time. It is no competition because darkness is no match to light. Can I tell you, whenever we don't shine, then light, then darkness just reigns supreme. That's the truth. Darkness reigns supreme. But the deal is, the moment that we shine, we have the power, and suddenly darkness disappears. So we must shine because we have the power, and we defeat darkness every time. It's not like we go into battle and we've got better weapons and we're going to suddenly beat darkness. No, it's not like that at all. We go into the room and suddenly darkness disappears. It's like the moment we enter, it goes. It's just that simple. The moment we come, it has to go, because darkness and light, there is no competition. There is no match. Every demon must flee to his name. We know this stuff. We know it. When Jesus came, he came into a dark world, and the world was never the same again. Can I tell you, the same power is on your life? The world will never be the same again when we simply shine for Jesus, when we simply demonstrate the goodness of God in our lives to everybody else. Don't keep it to a Sunday. Don't keep it to your Christian friends. Let it out every place you go. I'm encouraging myself as well as I'm encouraging you. There's no better way to live than to live in the light and to shine the light. Let me give you a truth. I just was convicted on this all week. I started thinking about this message, started praying, and then God reminded me of some things we were thinking about and praying together for the last few weeks, because that's the kind of relationship God wants to have with you, where you literally just talk and walk with each other every single day. It's that simple. Here's what he said to me, and here's what I got concerned with. I got concerned with that for us as Christians, we've become really like kind of speechless, really quiet. And I don't mean just about COVID-19. I want to get focused on a particular thing. I'm talking about bigger things. I'm talking about life or death. I'm talking about sin and darkness and us bringing people to life. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about minor issues, although they're big in the world scheme. I'm talking about eternal issues, sin and death. Like, why have we got so quiet about this? Why have we got so reserved about this? Why are we not standing out? Why are we simply blending? And I started to think about blend. And can I tell you today, let me give you a cheesy line, but I want it to sit in your heart. Blend is not your friend. It's not your friend. Blending in is not your friend, because we were never designed like that. The moment we blend in, guess what we have to do? We have to take on a bit of darkness, and we have to tune in with the darkness and tune out the light. That's just the only way blending works for us, because naturally, the way we are, we shine bright. I want to tell you today, don't blend in. Blend in is not your friend. If you're in the workplace and nobody knows who you really are, it's time to stand out, because blending in is not your friend. If you're in college, if you're in your family, do not blend in, because we will have no impact. Not only will it affect you, but it won't affect anybody else. And we were made to affect people. Our light was literally made to affect people. We are most effective. Listen to this now for a moment. We are most effective when our light causes effect. When our light causes effect. It's not about just standing out. You know, I just stand out. No. It's when our light causes an effect. You know, when light comes into a room, suddenly everybody sees. You know when like you shine a light in a dark place, suddenly we can see everything clearly. Light almost must get to action, and it must affect things. We are most effective when we affect things and stand out, when our light shines in that way. And so my question is, what if we don't shine? What if we don't shine in a dark world? Then here's what I find. Darkness continues to rule and reign. Darkness just continues to do its thing. It will always continue to do its thing, because we live in a fallen world, a sin-filled world. But the moment we shine, everything changes. Let me read Romans 5:22. It starts off real, but then it gets even better. It says, but where sin increased, there's look, basically sin's increasing. Life increases at times. It's like things just seem to get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. But look what happens when a Christian starts to shine. But grace increased all the more. Grace increased all the more. Can I tell you, even when it gets bad, our light is not dependent on how bad it is. Our light doesn't get affected by how bad it is. In fact, God's already made provision for it. And remember, light always dispels darkness. So even if it gets darker, don't get dismayed. So here's what I want to call you out from as Christians and believers in Christ. When you hear other people getting dismayed by the times, yes, we can bear with them, but don't allow it to pull you down as well and start to become hopeless, because we are not. We are abounding in hope. Romans tells me that we are people that abound in hope. We radiate in hope, because here's what we know. We know a greater truth. But where sin increased, grace increased all the more. You need to know today that God's grace has enabled you, and God's grace sustains you, and God's grace allows you to come back to the straight and narrow. Sometimes when we get waylaid, and sometimes when we let ourselves down and we start to step into sin, grace brings us back. But it doesn't just bring us back, but it enables us forward. And so the grace of God is on your life, and it's working through you to allow you to shine brighter, to demonstrate greater love, to speak a better word. So we don't co-partner with everybody else when they start to speak what the truth of a reality is. We speak a greater truth. Because remember, truth is here in the world, but there's a greater truth that we can speak. And suddenly it comes down on this truth, and it changes things, because darkness becomes light. Deadness becomes life. It's like where there was no life, suddenly life starts to grow. Where it was hopeless, suddenly hope overflows. Because where sin increased, then grace increased all the more. So what if we don't shine? Then darkness just continues to rule and reign. We need to shine. What if we just fed in? Here's what I find. We defeat our own nature and our own strength, because we were never designed to fit in. Stop trying to blend. Stop trying to blend. Remember, blend is not your friend. Stop trying to fit in, but stand out, but make a difference. Have an effect. Show love. Show grace. Make a difference in society. Make a difference with the people around you. It's not about just saying it. You've got to make a difference and having a tangible effect, just like light does. Remember what verse 14 said right at the very beginning of Matthew 5. You are the light of the world. We need to know this. God is speaking this word into your heart today. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Light is made to shine. It's this simple. Light is made to shine, and you were made to shine for the glory of God. That's it. Guys, we were made to shine, and we were made to shine for the glory of God. Have you ever seen light beams recently? Because I love what they do. Have you ever seen the way light beams cut into a room and they literally cut through the shadows? They don't partner with the shadows. They literally just sever them. They cut through the shadows. They cut through the darkness. And if there's dust, you see it all raining and you just see these incredible light beams. They're just amazing to watch. Can I tell you, that's a depiction of our lives. We're literally meant to cut through the darkness. And when we cut through, it's like it changes the atmosphere. It changes the ambience. It changes the room. Everything changes. Everything gets affected. And suddenly you're like, wow, every shadow gets destroyed because the light beam cuts right through. Remember, light dispels darkness. This is us. Don't forget it. Number three, light has a source. I think this is really important today, and I really want to encourage you with this. Light has a source. Here's what I find. As Christians, we try to do it all ourselves. Why do we not share our faith more? Why do we not shine more? Why do we not declare more of the goodness of God in our workplace, with our families, out in the world? Because I think what's going on is what we're going to talk about right now, is that we're trying to do the whole thing. But I want to tell you today that you're just the light bulb. Let's think of it like that. You're just a light bulb, but you have a light source. You don't have to try and get the source. You don't have to try and be the source. You don't have to try and worry about the electricity. You just simply have to let it pass through you. And I want to tell you today that all God really wants to do is pass through you. If you would open your mouth, He would be faithful to fill it. Amen. If you would be faithful to shine, He would shine through you. You don't even have to worry about the current. You don't have to worry about the light. He literally just moves through you if we would just be willing and obedient. And I had a look, and I looked online, and there was a study a few years ago, and it said, here's the top four things that come out over thousands of results of why people don't share their faith. Let me just show you, and I believe today by these four things, you're going to see how so much of this is revolved around us trying to be everything instead of just being the light bulb, just being the person who speaks, just being the person who shines. Let's not try to do everything. God is doing the main part. We're simply being the icing on top of the cake, because that's the way he's called us to be. We're the cherry on top. We get to share the good news of Jesus, and what a privilege and what an honor. Number one reason why people don't share the gospel in their communities is that I'm afraid. Can I encourage you with Joshua 1:9? Be strong and courageous, because he is with you. Be strong and courageous. Be not people of fear. You're not under fear. You're in love, and perfect love casts out all fear. We know this. But could it be the reason why we're fearful is because we're trying to do all things instead of allowing Jesus to work through us? Let me read on what number one is. I'm afraid they'll ask me questions I can't answer. Wow. I'm afraid they'll ask me questions I can't answer. Can I tell you that your best friend in that scenario is? I don't know. People aren't looking for every answer. They aren't looking for a perfect person. They're literally looking for someone who's real. You just share what you can share. And then if it gets too difficult, or is this answer you can't give, I don't know. The number one reason why people don't share their faith is because I'm afraid they'll ask me a question I can't answer. Let's be real. You're not going to be able to answer every question, and God doesn't even need you to do that. He simply wants you to shine. Number one's taken care of. Number two, I struggle with my own faith. Guys, if you think you have to do everything, then number two is where you're going to stop, and this is a legitimate reason why you're not going to share your faith. Can I tell you that you're just called to shine? Here's the good news about that. You could be having a bad day, but you've nothing to work up because you're not the source. You could have messed up. You could be just like in all sorts of places, but suddenly you find yourself in a hospital bed and you're kind of half awake and half dead type of thing, but you're able to share your faith because it's not you, it's him working through you. Can I tell you, when you're trying to be everything, then you must be the bearer of good news. You must be the supplier of the news. You must be the one that probably went to the cross. You must be everything. But when Jesus is working through your life, you simply have to let it out. Number two, taken care of. I struggle with my own faith. That's fine. But God is with you. And you share that faith. And you share that because you don't have to be perfect, because there's a perfect life source coming through you, and that's Jesus. So you be real with your friends. You go, hey, I'm with Jesus. It doesn't always make sense to me. Sometimes a lot of days I feel like giving up. But you know what? He's the best thing I find. That is a real testimony, and I encourage you and urge you to be that real, because people will love it, because that's really what's going on in their hearts. They just think a lot of the times that they become a Christian, it's just too far out of their reach, because it seems like you're perfect and you've got an answer for everything and you're able to get around everything. And the truth is, I don't. I don't have an answer for everything. Okay, Jesus, but how does that work out for you when you're really struggling and you can't pay the bill, or you're lying in the hospital bed and you're not sure of what's happening next, or a loved one is really sick and dying? How does that work for you? Yes, you can cry out to Jesus, but the chances are you'll be in turmoil and you'll need him to give you more help than that, because it's not the one-fit-all solution. He's there for you, and he will love you, and he will encourage you, and he will speak through you, and as you're vulnerable, he will help you. Share that. Share real life with people and watch how it transforms and changes your good news. Number three, I never learned how. Out of the top four reasons why people don't share their faith is I never learned how. Guys, I said it right at the beginning. Just open your mouth and watch how God's going to sustain you. There's no perfect way. There's no perfect solution. There's just Jesus. And just share what he has done in you. So come on, let's wipe out number three. I don't know how. I've never learned. Doesn't matter. You share what he's done with you. And number four, I don't know how to start. Start with what he's done with you. I don't know how to start. You see, our world has become a place where everything must be perfect. Everything's fine-tuned. Everything that we see is perfect. Everything's insta-perfect. And life is not like that. It's awkward. It's like, I don't know what to say. That was a bit of a weird ending. It's fine. Because every time you shine, remember, darkness has no chance. If you even got half a dozen words out about Jesus, darkness flees. If you even got one out, darkness flees. Because when light shines, darkness disappears. Our light source is not us. Stop trying to do it all. Trust Him and watch how He supplies through you. I said it earlier, there's hundreds of LEDs behind me. They are not it. They're simply just shining from the electricity that's coming through them, from the decoder into the LED strip, and then the light comes out. You have a wonderful supply. Jesus is with you. The Holy Spirit is with you, and He will help you in all things. Let me tell you about your power source today. John 16, 13. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on His own. He will only speak of what He hears, and He will tell you of what is yet to come. Guys, let me assure you, you are here to shine. You are here to shine. You are not the source. Jesus is. The Holy Spirit is moving through you, and He will lead you, and He will guide you, and you need to know that. Wow, we've got to stop trying to be everything, and watch when we stop trying to be everything. Suddenly, we can just shine. And then fourthly, and we're nearly done, people need to see. Here's what verse 16 said right at the beginning of Matthew 5. Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. I love this. As people see, we shine, and people will see our good works. And when they do, they'll give glory to God because they'll realize that source isn't you. The light that's coming from you is not just solely down to you. There must be something greater. They will turn to Christ. They will ask bigger questions. And suddenly we will go, this is God. And He will get the glory, and He will get the praise. So number four is, people need to see. Why do we need to shine our light? Because people need to see. Our light is so good, everybody's got to see it. Everybody's got to get it. It's such good news. And when they don't, and when we don't shine, guess what happens? What if we shine away, and we hide away, and we don't speak? You know what happens? Jesus literally doesn't get revealed. This is what I want to tell you. As we shine, it's not shining for our sake. It's not shining for our glory. We are shining for something bigger. Can I urge you today? You're not shining for your own sake. You are literally shining for Jesus. And as you shine, you reveal Him. Wow. What a privilege and what an honor. Even when you shine the littlest bit, darkness flees. And suddenly people go, oh, wow. Why have you got peace? Why have you got assurance? Like, what was that you said? It's like, because when you're so used to darkness and then one drop of light comes or one beam of light comes, it just cuts through and it's incredible. And people go, what on earth was that? What on earth was that? Because when light comes, it cuts through and our light is so good, it has to be seen. And the moment that it's seen, it brings glory to the Father and it reveals Jesus. We've got to shine our light because people need to see. When we don't shine, people are literally missing out. They don't get to see God. They don't get to see Him because your life was meant to reveal God. Your life was literally meant to reveal Christ. Guess what? We have the best news in the world. Now, if I was your enemy, guess what I'd want to do? I'd want to stop that news at all costs. I'd want to stop you shining. I'd want to stop you revealing, because ultimately, if I do that, people don't get to see Jesus too well. They don't get to see Him easily. They don't get to see Him well, because we were designed to be the light of the world and to reveal God and to reveal Christ and share of His good news and see people won from darkness into light. Guys, what a privilege and what an honor. People need to see your light, because when they do, they will see Christ. And when they see Him, their lives will be forever changed. Their lives will be forever changed. I want to finish off with one last thing. And it's right back to where we began, right at the beginning. It says, you need to shine and let your good works be displayed so that it will bring glory to God and people will find Christ. Here's what I find. Our light is best displayed through great works. Our light is best displayed when we do things, when we get out there, when we make a difference. This is why it's so important that as Christians, we are in the workplace, we are in government, we are in arts and media, we are in every aspect and every sphere of life, because every part of life needs Jesus, amen? And so that's why wherever we go, even when it looks really, really dark, remember Romans 5:20, every day at 20 past 5, memorize scripture on the clock. Every time you see 20 past 5 on your watch, think about Romans 5:20. Even though the darkness increases, even though darkness is abounding, grace abounds all the more. Grace is increasing all the more. In other words, you can overcome it. In other words, you can do it. Remember, John 1:5, it's like every time the light came, darkness was displayed. There was no competition. It was victory, 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 victory. And so when darkness comes and tries to spell victory, you just spell game over. You just spell game over, because as men and women of the light, as Christians, we always conquer the darkness because of Jesus. Our light is best displayed in our actions, in our words, in the things that we do, because light has to reveal and light has to impact. Every time light comes into a dark room, it impacts that room and it is never the same again. Can I tell you, you are a man or a woman of Christ. You're a son or a daughter of the King. If you're not, then I invite you to come to Him and let His incredible light come into your life. And then you literally go, what we read earlier in 1 Peter, you go from darkness to that marvelous light, and now suddenly you're a light carrier. And now suddenly everywhere you go, you bring the good news of Jesus. And now suddenly everywhere you go, you dispel the darkness and you reveal things and you bring truth and you see other people come alive, because light brings life. Guys, come on, we have so much to share. Can I finish with this one last thing? And I know I've already said it, but we are going into Armagh this week from the 17th to the 19th of August. We thought we weren't able to go, but God has made a way. And we're literally going to go with our light into dark places, and we're going to bring hope where there's been very little hope. We spoke to some people the other day, losing their jobs, feeling hopeless, feeling full of sickness and just different things going on, and what are you supposed to do, and can you go to the hospital or can you not? Remember this, so many things have been affected and so many things have been just transformed and changed because of COVID, and yet our God never changes, and yet our light has not diminished, and yet our light has not decreased. But if we partner and forget and hang around darkness long enough and don't remind ourselves of who we are, we start to blend. And remember, blend is not your friend. We got to get out there and we must transform the darkness, because you are the light of the world. Talk is cheap, but actions cost.